In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
1-800-636-1067 is the number. Andy had us with a hot take on personnel, and rightfully so. We've had some good players here. We just haven't had the right combination of players and staff that light up the scoreboard at the right time. And that's what I think everybody's shooting for. If it were easy, everybody would be good. Most aren't. Even Philadelphia, 10-0 start. And then all of a sudden, the floor fell out. It's not easy to win. Kansas City makes it look easy, but you know and I know it's not easy. Marvin, out in Landover, welcome to Overtime. How you doing, Marvin?
How's it going? I'm going to say this right off the top. Doc, it is absolute joy for me to talk to you for the first time ever. I've been following you since you were at, you know, when I was a little kid watching the Redskins. 82, I watched the Super Bowl just the other day as it was on. You caught the pass in the flat and took it for 17 yards. I'm a super fan, and you're one of the reasons why I am a super fan. So thank you for everything you've done. And plus, you know, you tell it like it is, and that always makes me a happy man. So in that vein, I would love to tell it like it is. I was listening to the guy Andy a few minutes ago, and I was wondering why I was thinking just like him. It's like people are giving Adam Peters a pass on being scrutinized. It's not that we should say he's right or wrong, but there's true scrutiny with when you trade in the division. That could be an arrogant and jerk type move if that player or those players that you traded to the other team come back to hurt you. Jahan Dotson is a quality player. And he didn't work out for us. Fine. Trade him to the Browns. Trade him out of the division. Trade him to the Eagles. If he catches one first down against us, I'm going to be mad. If this guy catches one touchdown against us, my head's going to explode. So it's like, it's to me like sacrilege. You should never trade in the division unless you tax them hard. People don't even know this, but I'm going to say this right now. The Redskins traded with the Cowboys, and that's how they got DeMarcus Lawrence. And I'm just like, he's been killing us for the last 8 years. And I'm just like, why did we do that? We traded with the Cowboys so they could move up to get DeMarcus Lawrence. So I don't like trading in the division. The second thing, Andy said, like, it's almost a vendetta of Andy Peters right now to get rid of all of Ron's players. That's not good business. Some of these players truly can play. I know you want to clean the deck and you say, oh, yeah, this team sucks. But there were some good players and they actually did keep. Don't get rid of the ones who are really good players just because. I think the K.J. Henry one is kind of just like, he was truly the most, I can't say the best, but he was the one who flashed the most the whole preseason, every game. And they cut him anyway, and you can see he had talent. He got picked up right away. So I'm just like, that was crazy. And the last thing, we do have I do believe that we picked the right quarterback. So Adam Peters, thank you. I appreciate that. But not getting a veteran tackle off the, because Bakhtiari's out there, Donovan Smith, you get him 1 year, $7, $10, $15 million. Hey, they have this money this year, okay, and they're not really going to protect this guy. And I'm not sure I understand that. Come on. This guy is the future and the face of this team, hopefully. And we have Wiley, who was a turnstile last year, and a rookie who was a third-round pick. I like Brandon Coleman. I thought he was more of a guard coming out. But, they say he's playing tackle. I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt. But there's no depth behind him. And I'm just like, please, 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 don't get this guy hit every other play just because. And, sometimes it's this too, Doc, and I got to let you know. They say it's the Jimmy and the Joes before the X's and the O's.
Mm-hmm.
Let me tell you something. On 3rd and 8, when everybody knows you're going to pass it, okay, everybody knows what's going to happen, you got to block the man in front of you. You can't hide from that. And Andrew Wiley failed on that many, many times, and they want to blame Eric Bieniemy for that nonsense. Hey, look, sooner or later, you got to block the guy in front of you. You got to stop him from getting to your quarterback. He does a rip, you get your body low and push harder. You do what you have to do. So I'm happy that I got a chance to speak to you. These are my true concerns. I thank you for taking my call. If you have anything you would like to add, thank you very much. And go Redskins.
I appreciate the phone call. And Marvin, it'll be October before you and I can talk about everything you mentioned. It can't be settled over a conversation. Well, because we have to let it come to pass. Whenever you're turning a losing operation into a winning operation, it takes time. The one thing you know out of the past group is that it didn't work. It wasn't working. Period.
Absolutely.
Okay, so that's a fact. So when you bring in people that are better day one, it's not instant oatmeal. But they've got to do it their way. And all I know for a fact is all the things you mentioned there are valid, but they were in last place. They lost to the Giants 4 times. With all them people over there, that's pathetic. So what I'm saying to you, I'll take being wrong, but I cannot put that same group back out there again. I cannot do it. I'd rather lose again with different people than to walk into something again and knowing that I have no shot at it because they don't have the heart of a champion. They've proven that to me. They're selfish. The group didn't care enough. And, of course, they were led by the blind. And as a result, the product stunk. So now, let's go 6 weeks and let's see. I would have done everything that they did because I've got to change. Henry, I like him a lot. They have an idea of the type of athlete they want. They want a quick twitch athlete, not a bruiser. They didn't even like the defense they had in Dallas last year. They got their behinds whipped when it mattered most because they weren't built the way they even wanted it to be. So when they have an idea of what they want, you got to let them fix it. You got to let them bring them people in.
Can I say one thing real fast?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. The defense in Dallas, he did try to make a change on that defense. He did draft the big guy inside from Michigan, mm-hmm. and he got hurt early on, Mozzie Smith. So they wanted to be bigger at the point, but the person they brought in got injured. So
yeah, you know what they want.
He has two bulls on the inside here in Washington.
Yep.
So it's a different.
All I'm saying, October. Let's talk in October. Love your points. I can't argue it, but you can't argue the fact that your record was terrible. And the people you're bragging about didn't play well together. They may be great players individually, but as a team, they're awful.
Absolutely.
So
absolutely.
I ain't never going to stand up and argue about people in last place that took a full check and didn't donate any back to charity. All right?
I'll throw one thing. All right, say goodbye.
I got you, man. All right, later. Talk to you in October. Larry La Plata, and then we're going to get to Big John Booty. Larry, what's up?
Hey, Doc. Like the last caller, I've been a fan since you first came to Washington back in the Joe Gibbs days. I've always been meaning to ask you this question. I call in every once in a while. Mm-hmm. If you were a younger man mm-hmm. and you had the necessary resources and knowing what you know now, mm-hmm. would you get back into the restaurant business?
Knowing what I know? Yeah, yeah. If I had Kevin Sheehan backing me, yeah, absolutely. I've never had more fun in my life. But you're right, it is a younger man's business because of the hours. Because if you're going to be in charge of anything or influenced by it. It's a 15 and a half hour a day business, an operation. And the danger lies in it because it's a cash business a lot. And which, whenever you got money, you got the threat of violence. And whenever you have alcohol in the print, you got a threat of danger. But the food part is a thrill. And I like Saturdays on it because I love the kids. And when you have sports with it and games, the sports bar more so than a restaurant, I would say, is what I like. Because I like eating, sipping, and watching sports. So really, to me, this is like being at home in your basement and getting and making a profit at it.
For the young bucks that don't know, Doc used to have two restaurants. I used to go to the one in Fairfax all the time. And it was cool because, you know, the former Burgundy and Gold members would always pop in there. And, Doc, we loved your restaurant in Fairfax. Just absolutely loved it back in the day. And
love Fairfax. Love a collegiate area. Thank you, man. I appreciate that, Larry. Had a good time.
You bet, brother.
We got now, we're bringing, oh, hey, are we ready? Are we really ready, Max? Because this next dude here, he brings it. And I know he's going to be kind of humbled a little bit because one of his favorite teams, the Eagles, kind of got clipped at the end. So I've been waiting to get John Booty back because he brings the NFC East perspective like nobody else. Because the brother's from, he got stake, he got property in Texas. He got property in New York, and he got property in Philadelphia. So there's nobody more qualified to talk about the East than John Booty, NFL veteran. John, welcome back. What say you about the latest movement in the East over the past week?
Well, Dr. Les Coleman, man, he was a general manager, wasn't he? I listened to him. He said, again, come back in October, right? So, about what Dotson going to the Philadelphia Eagles, I think it's a plus for the Eagles, also a plus for the Washington Commanders because of the Burgundy and Gold, because they got something for him. You know, they didn't, they didn't lose out anything. You know, but go there with the chip on his shoulder to prove that he's he belongs in the NFC East. And so, I've played on teams that I played for and I played against, and I had a chip on my shoulder. So that's going to happen and happen. Hopefully for the Eagles that he'll come in and he'll go down and play well. And for the Commanders that they'll know what he's all about and can stop him, you know, because they know what he did in training camp. So I see that for them. But for the Eagles, you know, they hit a slide. I mean, they really hit a slide last part of the season last year. So, but they banking on coming back and having a guy retiring Kelsey, but having a replacement that knows was under his tutelage, had an offensive line to shore him up. And having Shaquan Barkley there, that's going to help him out as well because you have a big road grader line that can block for him. So that's going to be a plus. Defensively, we're a suspect. We're going to see what's going to happen with him defensively. So it's going to be a task for the Eagles. And again, the Commanders, the Burgundy and Gold, they always played the Eagles tough, you know. So it's going to be something. I'm curious to see how Hurts is going to bounce back from the subpar year. He had a good year, but it's subpar to his standard he set before. So we're going to see how he's going to bounce back.
Is it hype? We hear that he and the head coach don't get along at all, which I'm not saying that's the first time I've ever heard it. Sirianni seems to have been, if he hired his assistants, because they had great coordinators, and both of them are doing well in the league. Mm-hmm. He's not the first guy that lost really good coaches and are affected by it.
Right.
But this is kind of strange, and that Howie would allow this to happen. And nobody seems to have stepped in. Why does it seem to be dysfunctional?
It could have been some hype there to blow it out of proportion. Coaches and quarterbacks do bump heads every once in a while. Yeah. And when you lose someone that you're used to as an offensive coordinator that goes off somewhere else, you got to learn all over again. Now, the thing with this, they got Kellen Moore from the Cowboys as the head coordinator now. So they got Mm-hmm. Yes, all three of them got to learn each other now. You know, well, they had to learn Moore's offensive coordinator. Did Sirianni go out and hire him, or did Howie hire him? Hey, that's to be seen. They all got to work in cahoots on this, right? So for them, it's a learning experience. But again, that's why they have these OTAs and these mini camps and these training camps, so they can all build that chemistry. Not like how we used to do it back in the day out in the wilderness, just us. Now still at the complex, but still learning how to play with each other as a team. And so hopefully, you know, man up, be professionals, and the ultimate goal is to win the Super Bowl, right? And that's what
it's to get to it. I mean, I just wondered, and I asked you as a guy at DB, mm-hmm. how do you evaluate DBs now? I think you look at Washington's secondary, the cornerback position is in flex.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's, people say the hardest position to play is quarterback, and okay, I'm not going to argue that. It's also corner.
Yeah.
And they don't get half that money, and I'm just wondering, when you look at the Washington, from what you've been able to see, and then they hide so much now, how do you evaluate a guy in this vanilla and this horrible preseason?
Well, that's the deal, Doc. It's vanilla in preseason. But behind the scene, we're hoping that the coaches are coaching these guys up in practice when the cameras are not rolling and the guys are not showing off too much in the game. But at the same time, when they play the preseason games, they got to be in positions to make the plays. It's all about the coaching. It's all about the players being accepting the coaches. This day and age, you know, they take a lot from the cornerbacks, man, because we can't chuck folks down the field. We got the 5-yard bump technique rule, and, you know, you can't intimidate like we used to, hit somebody late or, you know, right at the whistle or after the whistle, you know, the echo of the whistle. So it's all about athleticism now and our mind games. You got to put yourself in position to make plays. You got to put yourself in position to make tackles. Tackles going to, you know, first 3 weeks of the season going to be kind of off for everybody because they don't hit anymore.
What's new? It's been right. That way for, what, the last 5-6 years?
Yeah, what's new? So that's the deal. Now we've got these extra games, you know, not less preseason games. You can't tackle anymore in practice. So everybody got to – it's a mental thing. You got to want to hit. You got to want to tackle. And that's the deal, Doc. It was mental back then. I'm not taking anything away from us, but more so now because the protection of the offensive players and for the defensive players as well. But, you know, you got that hip, a tackle where you grab them around the hip and pull them down, that's going to be hard to call. But you still, if you got a big tight end catching the pass and a skinny kid like Forbes, I don't know how much he weighs, but you tackle that guy, he's going to drag you down the field. You got to do all you can to get him down.
Take the penalty. I tell this kid, take the penalty.
Take the penalty, man.
The beauty of having John Booty, I can go college as well because he's bilingual. what did your eyeballs tell you if you got a chance to see North Dakota State and Prime, Colorado? What was your gut? Did you get a chance to see any of that?
Doc, I didn't get a chance to watch it. I'm sorry.
Okay. I'll pull that off the table.
Yeah,
because I'm dying to get your assessment. And I haven't heard you mention much about the Horned Frog. When do you get into college? Or is it too soon for you?
Last night, I caught the second half of TCU beating Stanford last night. And
DC
was losing, and they made some plays to get back in and went to win the game. They can't make any bonehead mistakes. Secondarily, you know, guys are fired up. You know, you want to do things, but you can't get the costly penalties, almost costing the game. But my Horned Frogs, bleeding purple. You know, they gotta keep fighting and keep progressing, just like everybody else. This first game of the season. You know, it's like a sparring the first round. You like me and Doc in the ring. I know I got to watch Doc left and got to watch it uppercut. Mm-hmm. And I got to watch out for my ear because he may lean down and bite me. You know, I got to watch out for all this stuff.
That's right. You got to watch out for everything. You ain't lying. Older you get, the more you cheat because your stamina your stamina gets
you're not
gets,
trying,
gets
right?
Questioned.
So you gotta. So you learn everything. So that like you yeah. told, like you talked to your the caller. You said, "Call me. Let's talk in October."
In October.
So everybody's sparring the first month of September, and then
it goes. That's what it's really come down to. It's really come down to feeling out. I'll be glad when they get to 18 games. Let's quit BSing.
Yeah, let's quit.
And let's play. I don't want preseason. Let's just start the regular season off and wean through it. At least we get to see everybody play.
Right.
Because this thing about going to a game and just seeing a uniform with somebody in it that's not going to be in it when the season starts, to me, is getting old.
It's getting old. You know, I was in Philadelphia for the last preseason game, and all the starters had on their shorts and tees on the sideline. Mm-hmm. I'm like, man, you know. Hey, I understand these young guys trying to make a squad. I get it. You know, I was there. I was a 10th round pick. I need to play in that last game so I can get a last impression for those coaches. You know, I can dig it, you know. But get those starters out there sometime for the fans to see in the last preseason game. But I got to tell you this. I did like the Burgundy and Gold, and I was talking to Ken Harvey about this. For me, I had gave the Commanders a pretty favorable record. But I said, if they don't make that record, I said 10-7. You know, I didn't drink any. I didn't have a glass of wine either, Doc. But I said 10-7. But if they don't make that, I want to see how they play in the fourth quarter, how they get coached in the fourth quarter. They making the game solid. And this past preseason game, these guys were playing in the fourth quarter. I mean, these guys were trying to make a team, make the squad, but are they being coached in the fourth quarter? This season, is DQ coaching these guys for four straight quarters, especially in the fourth quarter?
Yeah, it's I just – DQ, this is a good vibe. I played on two pro teams. You played on several pro teams. You know when the people in front of you are full of manure.
Oh, yeah.
You know, there's so many frauds in this business that it's amazing.
Yeah.
But you also know when you got gold in front of you.
Yes, you do.
You know the difference. When you got that right staff and they're clicking, and a lot of it is proven at halftime.
Mm-hmm.
The good staffs make adjustments. The bad ones still ain't figured it out.
Right.
They still ain't figured out why they got their behinds whipped.
Right.
Years later.
Sweet adjustment at halftime, and those coaches will put you in position to make the plays. Like,
exactly.
No, that's the third and fourth quarter. That's what we need to finish out games.
Yeah, it is day and night.
And I think DQ and his staff are going to do that, you know.
I do, too. They do, too. They're easy to like just because of their disposition. But I don't – you judge them in the worst of circumstances, and I don't think they'll panic. If everything doesn't go right, they're not going to abort the mission. They believe in this thing. And they're just going to go – they're going to just double down.
Right.
And that's how I know the right crew.
Right. Stick to the process. You know, they got Wagner.
Yeah.
Wagner is a middle linebacker. He's a solid student of the game.
And he got age.
He got age.
Got some better,
yes. And so he's going to put guys in position. You know, you got to have a mix. And you get guys to buy into the system. And like what Witt said, you know, we're going to get to the football and we're gonna punch it. We're gonna be a violent once we get there. So they gotta buy into it, you know. And I think
JB, we got any specials coming up? Any you do so much in the community, and I know you got the congressional game. Anything that our fan base needs can follow you and help you do what you're doing.
Well, you know the congressional game is coming up. It's www.congressionalfootball.org. Tickets gonna go on sale. Going on sale now. So you go to the website, congressionalfootball.org, and Ken Harvey is our co-coach, and that's it. But I want to share just one thing with you, Doc, if you don't mind. There's a kid that I used to train, and he went to UMass, and then he transferred to Michigan and got a national championship with Michigan. His name is Josh Wallace, and he was signed as a free agent with the L.A. Rams, and he made the 53-man roster. And he's from Bowie, Maryland, played at DeMatha. So I'm excited for his kid. That's awesome, huh?
Another stag in the NFL. That's great, man. I know Bishop and the boys, the junkies, they'll be thrilled. about that. And it goes to the roots. They have a great fundamental program.
Mm-hmm. And his younger brother, Jacob, is at the Matha now as a starting corner. And he got some looks himself. So I'm excited for the Wallace family.
Oh, that is great, man. Awesome. So we'll continue to shout that out. And you stay by your phone, man, because you know how we do this. We're going to lean on you as often as you'll pick up the phone when you see our caller ID. So you pick it up, count yourself in.
When I see Doc, I say, hey, I got to get to it. You know, Doc is ready. You know.
All right, man. Appreciate you, man. Thank you.
Doc intimidates me.
All right, Doc. Right. And that's Mr. Harvey. Yeah, we don't even call Ken direct. We just send him a text. Yeah, we scared he'll pick up the phone and start growling. Yeah. Thanks, man. Appreciate you, John.
All right, brother. Appreciate you.
John Booty, as Coach Thompson would say, simply one of the best. I tell you, Max, I know you were thinking about Travis Hunter. So was I. Who better than – but if you, you know, if you can't ask – you didn't see it, so we weren't able to get him into that. But we will keep it open for all of you. We still got – we got a lot of time to play in the sandbox. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. And Lions 13 now, ear 6. You can tell that the, you know, that this is a game that they're still working out some kinks, but yet it had been, it's still been a battle. Been pretty much a battle. Stay with us. We'll be right back here on The Fan.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Six in the nation's capital. Boy, y'all have been a fantastic audience today. You knew I was hurting a little bit. Whenever the Curly W's don't win, I'm just, it's hard for me to hit over 100 on the gun. I lose some velocity. And courageous, spirited, you could just see, man, we got some young ballers on the come. Rizzo doing it again, man. Seeing the development, we being right here at a pivotal time to see the us going through it. Same with, you know, with the Capitals, developmental, the Wizards, developmental, the Commanders, still in the developmental. So it's just where we are, and it's about change. And we want, you know, Terps turning a corner. You know, whenever you get a change of quarterback in college is a big thing. You know, Tagovailoa, you had him, you got a little level of comfort for a couple of years. Now we back on that skate. So that's where we are. And we're all fanatics about that point. We are we're trying to get through to it, chasing a championship. And that's good. I mean, what else is there? Well, I mean, there's wagering, obviously. And there's very, very various, you know, your fantasy teams can win, and I'm all for all of that. Where would we be without it? I mean, without fantasy, You would what would you care about if you couldn't wage your business? If this stuff was like it was back in the Stone Ages when I was involved in it, if you're not good, people just go to another sport. Why would you care? But now you got reasons all over the board. That was a risk, but it's paid off. I'm all for it. Keeps interest in the game, especially for young people. You know, getting the videos back out, getting Y2K, just getting anything that promotes the game is good for all of us. And starting with, you know, Pop Warner, high school, college, the whole nine yards. What I don't want to do is be in a dead area where we got no juice. I want Friday night lights. I want it overflowing. Chad Ricardo, our guy is over at five. He's all over. I mean, I love it. We've seen our folks at seven. All our people do it the right way. These people deserve our eyeballs because they're out here getting it done. Listen to Dylan Cruz. Listen to the stories. This boy been dope. He been balling since Little League. It's a great story, man. The stories are great. He been balling since Little League. And to see those stories come together, hey, man, and then we get the chance to do this for a living? Are you kidding me? Oh, man, pinch yourself. But it doesn't last long if everybody sucks. I mean, it's almost like it's got to be like surfing to a degree. You got to catch a wave. And we just caught one now because we've got the straw that turns the drink. First String Podcast. Tupac, welcome home.
Thanks, Doc. Thanks, y'all. Appreciate it, man. Listen, Doc, first off, I want to say, I'm half 100. I put 50 on the board today. Thanks to my mom and dad for doing what they did to get me here.
This is a birthday? Both of them.
Yes.
Oh, man.
Hey,
oh,
happy birthday, Toothpick.
Oh, my God.
Mine's Max. Tomorrow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, my God. Birthday boy. Surrounded by all this. Man, yep, shout out to your parents.
Yes. Yes. Mom and dad, they was my heart. They was my soul. They kept me on the straight and narrow, you know. Aunts and uncles are included in that too.
Can't, man, you and can't Max, forget that about had to be hard to raise y'all. My goodness.
Man. Man, so, yeah, Doc, let me say, first off, I think that we went from this position group that I'm going to talk to you about real fast, went from worst to pretty much relevant. I'm not going to say worst to first. I'm just going to say relevant. And I think it's because of Bobby Wagner. You just had John Booty on. He was talking about a student of the game, future Hall of Famer, all that, right? But, Doc, what I want to know from you is this, is how – I already know the answer for real, but how important is it to have a quarterback of the defense so that it can make everything else work around it?
We have really not been able to enjoy the fruits – of the labor that's been put up front with the two tackles from Alabama. And when you get two veterans now, and they're grown up here, but they are really good players, that if they had somebody scraping and filling gaps, that they're taking on two block, they get doubled in the run game a lot, and if they had a pure plugger, a guy that blows up bubbles, bust bubbles up, then they'd get more credit for being great run stoppers. They don't get credit for it because they've just never had the backup.
Okay.
So I just think they're going to be so effective with him and his ability to do his job and to be the kind of guy he is. And then, of course, the league now, I mean, other than Aaron Donald, who's now retired, I mean, raising hell from the inside is rare. But it's mandatory on the edge. And if you don't have somebody, we were paying for guys, but not to the level. See, I judge the level by what happens in Cleveland, Frisco,
Pittsburgh.
And Pittsburgh. That's the level. If people start talking about the standard, that's the standard. A lot of the fans right. around here, they don't even understand what the standard was. They were talking about some guys that flashed every once in a while.
No, we had two of the best, and one wore 71 and the other one wore 72, and we called them the prize bull. And I don't care what nobody say, Charles Mann was a prototypical defensive end, just long,
absolutely
slender, fast, quick, and just set the edge violently.
And you know, I call his nickname is Cement. That boy that had no give. Hitting him was like hitting a cement block. That's my point. I'm going, people don't even understand because you just didn't see it. And because it takes more than just the two guys. Even Cleveland and Pittsburgh and San Francisco, they also don't have just one guy. They have a complete D-line. Otherwise, they just put two people on you. And most of those guys play for against two people their whole life. But it's not good enough because the unit is ferocious. And they just beat you down. But on third and long, come on, man. You got to game. You got to game plan them. You got to scheme them. You got to do everything. Ain't nobody doing all that stuff for us. Wasn't nobody doing all that. They were just running their damn offense.
Well, I think you're going to have to account for some things now because you got a quarterback that's going to match wits with the offensive quarterback in Bobby Wagner is what I believe. And as much as people are worried about the secondary right now, I mean, don't get me wrong. I still got a level of concern. I still have a level of concern. But I think with, you know, Louisville, Jamin, and then once we add my man Jimmy Neutron to the fold, once he gets healthy, get his wheels right, I think we're going to have some things to you won't have 15 seconds to sit back there, read a paper, sip a wine, light up a cigar before you decide to throw the ball 27 yards on third and 30, you know, and convert. Right.
Yeah, no, I hope you're right, but I don't have any – I have no evidence to prove that, but I hope you're right.
Well, hopefully we get our first clue come Sunday versus Tampa that the defense mm-hmm. is going to do something big because it was a lot of times we was just talking about it. It was no action. It was no action. So they haven't said much this year. So hopefully it's less talking and more proven on the field.
Yeah, Dallas had those two guys that almost on every play that they're in the game, they either hit the quarterback or pressured the quarterback. They had an effect on the quarterback. Damn near 80% of the plays they're in the game with. That's unbelievable.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's unbelievable. So, you know, we'll see. We will see what happens. The beauty about it is that we're the final – and I'm not even calling this a dead week because the college game is so exciting.
We've got so much – get us through.
Yeah, we got so much on the docket to get through, and I can't wait. Is there any one game that sticks out for you today or tomorrow?
Miami, Florida.
So you and Miami, Florida. You and Max.
Miami,
well, Max did in the Clemson game too. So Miami, Florida, the Canes, the Hurricanes.
You know, the Bulldog is sweating right now. The Bulldog is over here sweating right now. He's like, they're supposed to be up 30 already. He's upset.
Yeah, that Clemson defense has been really, really good right now. It's been great this entire game. It's been a really defensive battle. I'm kind of shocked.
Well, George, Bulldog just playing. Don't fall for that, man. Georgia is. That's like a Rolls Royce going in there. You feel you hear a little.
Come on. And seven more for Georgia. Six more.
Don't let him tell you that, man.
Yeah.
That's a Rolls Royce. What do they do? Somebody put the wrong octane gas in the tank?
That's got to be what it is. That's got to be. When that thing come out of the garage next week, it's going to be over.
Yeah. Well, you know what? I'm not even going to waste my time glancing at it. What's the score? 30-0?
It feels like it.
Yeah. Is there a score? It was a little tighter.
It's like it's 26-7, I think, at this point.
Okay, there you go. Don't fall.
There you
for
go.
That,
they doing they're supposed to crap. Do.
Yeah,
I got you, Doc.
Come on, man. Doc, all right, Pick. We appreciate you, man.
We got the Emperor coming up on Tuesday, Doc.
No way.
Yes,
Brian
sir.
Mitchell?
Yes, sir.
Oh, yes, my goodness. Yeah, you land a whale on that one. Yeah, well, that's good. Good. Well, like I said, he's in the bay. He's in great condition. It's and he is he's balling out, man. So get it while it's going hot.
I got you. All right.
Yeah, when you gonna get JP Finley?
That's the thing, right? Is JP don't return text messages, so I'm gonna have to come back up to DC to get it myself.
Yeah, he's a superstar. So you know, but let me know if you need some help on that. He does accept my calls.
Okay.
All right.
Thanks, Doc.
Take care. Appreciate you, Toothpick. All right. Good deal. Yeah, JP. I can't ever say anything bad about JP, man, because he is the lone superstar that always checks in on her, brother. Always checks in on us. He's that guy that, you know, go by us, drop a brown bag off, and make sure that we eat. You know, make sure that we don't go from hunger. So we'll do that. So how we doing on the on our timeline, Brother Max?
About time for our last one of the hour.
Wow. Last break of the hour, huh?
Okay. Yes, sir.
Well, that's kind of sad, man. That's
Hey, we still got a couple more segments. I wouldn't get too sad just yet.
Okay, I was about to say. So we got a chance for you know what? It's been I don't know if the canines, if the gate is broken and they got out. Somebody must have left the latch out, but we have not had a strong participation. So Canine Nation, call to arms. Back in a moment.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valenti and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Boy, updating you right now if you're circling the beltway. Some predictable, some not so predictable. Vanderbilt, not so fast, my friend. The Hokies. Virginia Tech is all knotted up 20 apiece. 7:56 to go in the fourth quarter. Third and eight. And you know what? That showed you some fight. That showed you some hot. You got some dog in you. Because they were down by, you know, little double digits for a minute. And we're rotating around. And didn't you tell me you had Clemson today? You like Clemson?
No. I would never
you sure
say that.
You didn't say that?
I never said
okay.
that. I said I'd take Georgia minus 12 if I had to bet
okay.
it. That's
all
what
right,
I said.
Right. Okay.
And
right.
boy, am I being proven right. Thanks, Dabo.
Man, I wish I knew what Max did today. I know Max could not resist this. Oh, man. Oh, Max, I know. I know you couldn't resist some of this. And
I mean,
I also know, let me see.
If I told you what my biggest bet of the day was, you'd be sick.
No, I can't. Eminem, I know.
I don't know. It's a local contest in the state of Virginia that I am not allowed to bet over the border. So I had to come to work in order to place the bet. All right, I'm not going to let it hang out there any longer. No, Richmond Spiders, baby.
Are
Richmond Spiders versus UVA. They have I went to high school at the same time as their quarterback Tony Musket, and now he has been benched for this kid Calandria, who might be that deal. We'll see, but I think Richmond's probably gonna come out. The last thing that they're gonna hear as they get off the bus was, these guys didn't want you, and that's gonna juice them up, and they're gonna come out firing.
Could be good spiders, man. That's no joke.
Yeah, I'm rolling with spiders today. Plus 19.
Natty Towson. Yeah, but jumping around here. You do want to win that first one. You know, you're getting the people on the campus. I know back in the Stone Ages, when you're out, you know, you're going through 2-a-days and a whole bunch of students aren't even on campus. But when they all get on campus, you get that life thing going. And Tech, if Tech starts on the road and they come home, and that atmosphere they have, you know, is, it's crazy. This is for real, man. So much content, football everywhere. And you got your eyeballs. There's so much going on right now. Terps, who are on 980 as we cheat scoreboard.
Sorry, say that again. I was screening a phone call.
If you had any cheated on your scoreboard that you might have a little access to, you could see a couple of scores on updates on the, I was trying to check on the Turtles and see where we were. But nevertheless, we can get, if we have some action on the lines, or we can play it to the top of the hour. And
we'll play it to the top of the hour. Let me look at these. Let me get these recaps in.
Okay, let's do that.
So Georgia's up on Clemson by 24 points, 27-3. That is about, I want to say it's over, but, and you can't say it's over, but it's probably is over.
No,
it's
yes you can. Yes, you can.
Tennessee is up
on Georgia Bulldogs. Yeah.
Tennessee is up on Chattanooga by the score of 45-3. Not interesting there. Illinois State is losing to Iowa 33-0.
Okay. Expect it. But they paid. They made some money for the game.
So it's true. It's true. They did get paid. They did get paid. That's all that matters.
Laboratory equipment. Yep.
We got It's a good slate rolling so far. Tech and Vandy is the big one that I'm starting to keep my eye on, because like when they get late, they get tight, and it's our tightest game right now. So, and we are blessed enough to be in the market of the tight game. So let's go Hokies, baby.
Oh, excuse me. Yeah, that's a good one. You can catch. Was crazy. And 17-17 tie, and there's nothing worse than tying the game.
Mm-hmm.
It's just awful. And it was ABC's first game they had used a sideline reporter. I think it was Jim Lampley. Yeah, first time it ever been done. To where, you know, the Sundays and Mondays and prime times and game day, man. They must have had 15 people on that panel today, but it's good. It's good. Stanford Steve was awesome today. And Coach, seeing Nick looks happy. Seeing Nick and Belichick as human beings is so cool. And listening to them talk ball, I could do that for hours. It's like them putting on a clinic. It's like back in the day, whenever you'd be around, you know, any of the old broadcasters that were former coaches. I mean, Madden, sitting around eating wings, hearing John Madden talk about games. Yeah, it's absolutely priceless. All right, let's take a break, and we will come back and continue taking us down to the bottom of the hour, man, getting ready for the Curly W's. Back in a moment. Ah, Sookie. Tech on the board. Getting it done, and they're holding it down. Love the long ball. If you do that, the Virginia Tech They strike up the band, and it's all good right now. Definitely not over, but in a much better position than they were in the first half. And that is a real good thing. Max, I don't know if I ever asked you, do you have a National League team in baseball?
You mean the Washington Nationals?
That would have been an ignorant, that might have been, that's definitely top five of the dumbest things I've ever said. But what I meant was an American League interest in baseball.
It's tough because, like, I have friends who are O's fans, and it's hard to please everybody being a Nats fan and an O's fan. But, mm-hmm. like, since I have so many friends who are O's fans, it's hard not to root for them right up the road, you know? Especially with mm-hmm. the young core that they've got and all that. They're just such a fun team to watch. It's, yeah, I got to say O's. That's probably where my AL allegiances will lie.
But you sound like you feel guilty. You feel like you're cheating on the Nats.
Yeah, that's, whenever I walk in here and I start talking about the O's, yeah, I kind of feel like I am cheating on the Nats a little bit.
Yeah. See, it's where I don't, because we didn't have a team when I got here. Mm-hmm. It was just the O's.
Yeah.
But as being a guy who's a National League guy by nature, being, you know, Dodger guy.
Of course.
It was easy for me to convert. But never, ever discounting the fact that the Orioles haven't been there and worked opening days and just been through the Cal deal. And Dempsey, what a great guy. And just experiencing the Oriole way and understanding their farm system.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I relate so much with Rizzo and what the Dodgers have in their way. And when you hear games like the Dodgers, when you watch Dodger baseball and Vin Scully and all the people that have been through it, and especially with Dave Roberts now, and you hear this a lot with Davey, they evaluate people in going after bad pitches. Like, they pride themselves on not chasing bad pitches. If you ever break down a Dodger broadcast and you're listening to what Dave Roberts wants and what they expect, and you hear Davey, it's very similar. It's probably that way, just good fundamental baseball. And when I look at the kind of season that when we're really playing good baseball, we're not chasing bad pitches.
Yeah, we're getting efficient. That's the
yeah,
whole.
But it's so much about it. And to watch Cruz come up, and especially on opening day, he got a walk. But other than that, you know, he didn't get on the, you know, that wasn't, I'm sure you would like to have had a blast in his opening game.
I don't know.
How do you frame that? You're playing the Yankees in your debut. Really?
It's a cool moment,
at home.
Man. It's cool.
Come on, man.
All to persuade Juan Soto into re-signing with the Nats.
Yeah, and then yet you come up and make play and an impact and show you belong. And then you're just getting better and better in the process. That, to me, that means a lot. And now all of a sudden, and again, without, you know, overhyping it at all, it seems like they've added three or four new players. I mean, up from, not new, but from their own system.
Mm-hmm.
Right before our eyes. And whether or not you're in contention, that's really not what we're talking about. What we're talking about is how long is the rebuild going to take? Because what we want to do is be in the hunt. And we see Philadelphia. I mean, we're not crazy. We know that you've got an Atlanta, you know what you want to be? They're always good. Atlanta, I mean, they may not win it, but you always want to be around it. So certain things that go on, like C.J. Abrams, you notice that, you know when he's in a funk. You know when he's not in a funk. And you're wondering, what is it? When he gets off a little bit, what does he have to do to correct himself? I saw it's the lowest I've ever seen him in the lineup. Maybe you've seen him low. I hadn't. But Davey, and they trust him, he trusts them, trying to find out, get his confidence back at the plate. Wood, and how do you not love Jacob Young? How do you not love the dude? I mean, defensively, a beast. You know, speed kills on the base path. They just have a lot for you to embrace, get behind, and, you know, wait this thing out. All know it's about the arms. It's going to come down. It always does. That's why pitching in this sport is so unpredictable. You know, in every sport, bigger, stronger, faster plays in makes a difference. But in this sport, do you think we're going to be able to get a lock and figure out what's going on? How do we keep these guys' arms from falling off?
See, baseball, like, you've seen the pictures of, like, pitchers who are about to let it go, and their arm is just the weirdest shape you've ever seen. So I just think throwing a baseball in general is probably, you know, not the best for our arms, but especially when you're throwing it at such great speed. So I don't know if we'll ever really find a fix for it. I think just managing guys' arms and keeping a constant rotation, like, as much as I loved it when I was a kid, watching a guy throw 110 pitches in an effort to complete, like, to hit a complete game, we're just at a point in the MLB where it's not feasible long-term for these guys to do it in a healthy manner. So I think we're finding a happy medium where guys aren't going to go 7 or 8 innings, but probably around 5 or 6 is more of the safe bet.
Yeah. But you see, what I see, I mean, I don't want to be bad. I want to be back. I want to be in the hunt again.
Of course.
And we're doing this on the fly while Philly has got a juggernaut. And, you know, Atlanta and all the usual suspects. Oh, and did I mention the zillionaire with the Mets? No matter how bad they are, he can fix it overnight because he's going to spend whatever it takes. So looking at this, and I don't know if it's just temporary or not, but suppose these things could have very easily not have worked out. I mean, suppose James Wood was just flat. He's not. Baller. You know, Jacob Young. Baller. Dylan Cruz. Showing you. It's exciting. I mean, these are guys I'm going, hey, man. You know, Tina, third base. I'm going, okay. Luis Garcia Jr. I ain't mad. I'm just looking at this going, are we going to avoid being cellar dwellers while we rebuild? We ain't going through the rebuild. We're going to retool and keep rolling if we got arms. And if we can get starters to get us to the 6th inning, if we pull that off, you know, I like that we bunt. We play small ball. We're hell on the base paths. I mean, there are a lot of things to get behind, you know, with this club. And that's what I am. And it may be a little bit overly optimistic, but I don't think so. I really don't. Not if these guys keep playing up to their abilities and they play hard. And they play hard. I mean, they're not perfect. Nope, it's probably perfect, but it's good. So you and I agree on this. It's good. All right. Good deal. Take a break. And getting ready. I'm getting lathered up for the Curly W's right in the midst of this carnival of college football. And, of course, we never get too far from the burgundy and gold. Stay with us. We're all tied up, 27 apiece, Vanderbilt and Virginia Tech. And so, you know, with 151 to go, anybody's game at this point. Volunteers look like they're going to be special. No contest. A lot of these schools you play on the first game on the collegiate side, you write them a check, paying them to get the W. And in some cases, you do have an evenly matched contest. And when you got a lot of kids changing places, now with the portal and NIL, And then it takes a couple of weeks just to find out who is where and what and what's going on. So it is interesting, but there's nothing like a tight game, especially if you've got something riding on it. That is hot. Looks like a lot of folks made the trip. A lot of Hokies we can see in the stands. And you know now, I guess it's a pretty clean game thus far, considering all that's going on, you know, without scrimmages and not going toe to toe. That's pretty good. Do you I know we've been going back and forth. Do you have a gut on the Nats today?
That's a good question. I don't. I really like you never really know with the Nats, because like they'll go out there and they'll win a series against the Yankees, and then on the other side they will drop series to teams that they have no business losing to, like the Rockies. So it's very hard to gauge this Nats team. So I can't, for whatever reason, get a good feel on it. It's
human nature.
Yeah, it's true.
I've told a story. Herman McCulley, Pony League coach, 13 years old in Santa Ana, California. And he was the best coach in the league. And he drafted, you know, picked his team and told us. Picked us because he's the best. And he thought we were the best. And we were never going to lose. At 13. He had 13, 14-year-olds, Pony League.
I love that.
And it's very intimidating when you're 13 and a guy who you're shaking in your boots over. He had two of his kids on the team, Joe and Jim, but he was a disciplinarian. He was like one of these guys, military guy. And
I know them well, especially growing up playing football around here.
Yeah, and this is baseball. And we never lost a game. Wow. It's the only sport I've ever been involved in that was undefeated.
Love that.
25-0, but we almost lost against the Redlegs, who were the worst team in the league. And no matter what he said, and that's the thing that good coaches always go over, and the good ones don't allow you to use your brain to talk yourself into something bad. And he would say, and we were down, we were trailing, you know, in the fourth inning or so, came back and won. But it's, if you're playing a really good team, the coach doesn't have to yell, doesn't have to say a whole bunch. But if you're playing a team that you think is not very good, then he's got to really become a tyrant to keep you focused. Not good news at any time in the first game of the year when you look and you see a player limping off the field. And that's not good.
No, especially when they're just
quarterback.
Yeah.
That's receiver.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's you hope that's a cramp. You always hope it's a cramp.
Especially this late in the game, that it gives you a little bit more of hope that it's a cramp, but you never know.
Yeah.
Especially with these things.
And cramps are no joke. Cramps can make you want to slap yourself.
Oh, it's bad, yeah.
Ugh. Ugh.
Oh, we got more.
Cramps are no good.
More guys down too. Oh man.
Yeah, time of the game going 27 apiece, 1:24 to go in the fourth.
Coming down to it.
Yeah, man. You know, it's cool when you don't have a horse in a race.
That's right.
You know what I mean? Yeah, you can say all that. You got something riding on this pony. You can't breathe. You're taking short breaths. But it makes it exciting. And but guys are down now. Second time we've seen a Hokie on the deck. And, you know, fatigue, early in the season, that can play a part no matter how hard you train. And the other part is that most of these guys are young. They're very young men. Although there's one great story. McCormick, a tight end with Miami, who is started off at Oregon, and he is going to like his seventh season or eighth season. He had a number of injuries, tight end out of Oregon. One of those good stories that you pull for a kid that's gone through multiple surgeries and hasn't given up. And he's really talented, but he's just had, you know, six major surgeries that have knocked him off kilter. And he left Oregon and, you know, went to Miami with his coach. And he is, he'll be out there tonight, or today rather. And those are the stories in college. Imagine a guy in college 7 years, 8 years in college. And it's real talk, and it happens. Love that. Let's take another break, and this will be our last one before we turn it over to the Nationals. Boy, we like drama as we get set. Curly W's, man. We want victory today against the Cubbies. That would really make my day. Also make my day by all our locals win. And 3 seconds on the clock for those of you not locked in to 99.1 listening to Virginia Tech radio. Have you ever kicked in your life?
No, but I have long snapped in my life.
Oh, you long snapped?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Big time long snapper.
Well, that's good, man. I can't. Mark Mosley, man, I was so lucky to have the best in the business, man. 43-yard attempt. And with 3 seconds on the clock, and of course you get that timeout.
Yeah, you have to get the timeout in, right?
Yeah, you got to throw that in there, try to ice him, make him think about it.
Get this kid in his own head.
Yeah, I'm watching in pregame today, and McAfee put up $50,000 for, if this was legit, it's a student, whatever, for a field goal, and a makeshift deal. It's Home Depot. Pre-game stuff is just off the chains. And the kid nailed it. It was $25,000 for a kick, and he nailed the first one. And, of course, McAfee's going to double down and said, I go, another $25,000 you do it, and the kid split the uprights again, got $50,000 for the field goal kick. That was awesome. But now this is what you do, 27 apiece. And then here we go. Charlie and Dave, you are going to get a treat from these gentlemen. I feel a victory coming our way. And now we will get the snap, the hold, the kick, and it is no good. How about that? How about that? That bad boy is no good. And we out of here on that one. Ha-ha! You going to take that one, Max? I'll take it.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.